Hello, my name is Graham Powell. I'm a member of the Hartford Baptist Church preaching team. And we're continuing with our series, Summer Psalms. This is the third in this series. And when I was thinking about which psalm to take, there was a trio of psalms that have always been very important to me. There's Psalm 22, which is probably the most graphic description of the suffering servant, as it describes how the Messiah would truly suffer. And then that's followed by Psalm 23, probably one of the best known passages in the whole Bible. And so many people have received help as the psalm describes the shepherd, the pastoral scene of God's care for us in all situations. And then we come to Psalm 24, and it seems that David's having a conversation with himself. Let me read it to you. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol, or swear by what is false. He will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God, his Saviour. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. And then he just says, think about that. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is he, this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty, he is the King of Glory. Just think about that. So at the beginning of the psalm, David reminds us that everything belongs to God, that God created the world and that he established it. He made everything that lives on the earth. We've been looking at this, haven't we, recently, in our series looking at God's creation. But come with me as we see a hill ahead of us. A path is clear, but it snakes its way upwards. And maybe at the top is a magnificent city with great gates at the entrance. And David asks a question. Who is allowed to go up there? Who is able to stand in such a holy place? And he answers himself, only those with clean hands and a pure heart. Only those who do not put idols in God's place. Only those who really speak truly. Well, clean hands. How often have you heard that recently? And through this whole pandemic, the message has been so strong. Wash your hands. Keep your hands clean. When I worked at Glaxo many years ago, I worked in research, and sometimes I had to manufacture injections. They had to be made as cleanly as it possible. They had to be sterile. And so I was taught how to clean my hands properly. And somebody would watch me do it. And even then, my hands wouldn't be clean enough, so I would have to put on sterile gloves, and I'd have to put on sterile clothes to cover every inch of me. And again, someone would watch me do it, make sure I was doing it properly. Clean hands. It's a picture, isn't it, of what we do, our actions, our activities. A pure heart. And this takes us inside. It takes us into our thoughts and our desires. What we really are like inside. Our priorities. Talks about someone who doesn't put idols in the place of God. And so our priorities need to be right, that God comes first. And then finally, our words. Are we false or do we speak truthfully? So the question is, who's like that? Did David qualify? Did he pass that test? Well, we know from his own writings in the Psalms that he didn't. There was a time when he shed blood, when he caused someone's death, when his desires took over and he saw Bathsheba. His wants came first before God, and in the end he was dishonest and tried to cover this up. Do I qualify? Are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? I don't think so. I don't feel so. We read this earlier on. We looked at that passage in James. That brings up the same theme. It says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Of course, we feel that we don't qualify to be those who can ascend this hill into God's presence. But we thank the Lord that it's not through our cleanness, it's not through our actions, no matter how hard we scrub at those dirty hands. It is God who cleans us and gives us a new heart. It is God who clothes us in righteousness so that we can actually stand before him and in his presence, because his precious Son was punished in our place. And we stand redeemed, we stand clean, even though we may feel such failures. And so, yes, we can qualify, not because of anything that we've done, but because of what he has done, what Jesus Christ has done for us. And then as we move on into the psalm, we read about the one who comes into that holy place. Those gates open up and they open to the King of Glory. And David asks the second question, who is this King of Glory? He repeats the question again, and he gets the same answer each time. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. It is the Lord Almighty who in that holy place is recognised. It is the Lord Almighty. Who is that Lord? Surely it is Jesus Christ, our Saviour. He is the one who defeated Satan and defeated death. I'd like to read another short passage to you from Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12. And there, thousands and thousands of voices are proclaiming in heaven, And they say, in a loud voice, they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and praise." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honour and glory and power for ever and ever." And so we can come into God's presence only because Jesus made the way possible. And he is the one who is crowned in glory. And he is the one who sits at God's right hand, having prepared a home for us. He receives us and he welcomes us. We are clothed. We are clean in his presence. Our hearts are made pure because God has given us new hearts. But there the spotlight isn't on us, thankfully. It's on the Lord Almighty. And we simply join those thousands and thousands of voices and we bend our knee to him. Amen.